We are in Daf Pei Gimel Amud Beis, starting the Mishnah. Minayin l'svina shehi teire. How do we know that a svina is not mekabel tume? Shenema derech oniya belev yom. So Rashi says belev yom harehi kiyom. That just like a yom is toir, a yom is not mekabel tume, so a svina is also not mekabel tume. So just let us see how the Gemara says the drosha, pshita oniya belev yomi, that this drosha was built because what is Shleim HaMelech telling us? He's telling us, derech oniya belev yom, pshita oniya belev yomi, lav pirchihi, Rashi says, elapeirish lamas nisim, elohoke mashmalon kiyom, that a svina has the halacha of the yam, mayom toher, av svina tohera. That's what Shleim HaMelech is telling us. The Chasam Sofer explains the Pasuk a little better, the way Chazal darshan the Pasuk. Shleisha heima niflu mimeni. The Pasuk starts off, there are three things that is niflu mimeni mechuse from Shleim HaMelech, he didn't understand them. Va'bo lo yedatim, and the fourth thing he also doesn't know. And then he mentions three inyonim. Derech ha-nesher ba-shamayim, derech nochosh al-eitzur, derech oniya belev yom, and the fourth one is v'derech gever ba-alme. So, the Chasam Sofer says, pshat and posig is, anegei alonu, derech oniya belev yom, means as follows. That he was mekubal that an aniya is not derech din aniya. The din aniya is the lev yom, is just like the yom. That is the din that applies by aniya. Just like a yom is not mekabel tume, so a svin is also not mekabel tume. And it seems it was a halacha l'maisha misinai. But what is he saying? Niflu mimeni the lomdis. The Svarisha boy, why it should be that way, why a Svina should be different than any other Keli, that's Niflu Mimeni, Shleim HaMelech did not understand the Svarisha boy. The Meiri says, according to this Pshat, so the other Inyonim also were difficult to understand. Derech HaNesher Bashamayim, he did not understand why it is that a person who is Beileya aniblas oif toher is mekabel tum. A person will swallow a nevela of a small chicken, so it's mekabel tum. Even the begodim atome. And a nesher that is an oif tome is not metame begodo. Why an oif toher has more tume than an oif tome? Derech nochosh aleitzu. He also did not understand why the Shmoinish Rotzim are Tomei, and Anochish, which is Memis in Marbe Tumela Ba'olam, is not Metame. So he did not understand this halacha. The Derech Gever Ba'alme is speaking about that a person was Boil on Isha, so the Shichva Zera calls man it is Betoicha Isha, is not Metame the Isha. When she's Poilet the Shichva Zera, Toich Gimel Yomim, it is Metame. So, in the Tzimtzum Shichva Zera is also Tomei. Not only that, a Peiletes is Tomei. Al Kolponim, so these were the Halachas, and Niflu Mimeni, he did not understand the Svarish, but Al Kolponim, the Halacha, he states in Mishlei, that Derech Oniya Belev Yom. Tanya, we learned in Abaraise, Chananya Oimer, Nilmedo Misak, this Halacha, that the Mishnah learns out from a Pasuk in Mishlei, I can learn this out from a Pasuk in the Torah. Kli'eitz are hookish to sak, so we have a limud, ma'sak mitaltol mole vereko, that a sak, one of the characteristics of a sak is it has a base kibble, number one, and number two, mitaltol mole vereko, that you can transport it, you can carry it when it is full also. It will not break, it is metulful, you can carry a sack. Avkol metaltol mole vereko. So every keli that it is possible to be metaltal when it is full to capacity is also mekabel tume. La afuki svine de eina metalteles molei vereka. A svine is not metaltal molei vereka. Let us see what Rashi says. Nilmadno misak, we can learn out from sak. Sharei klietzu. A svine is a kliet. V'uksha l'sak l'inyin tume. So memela, we learn that just like a sak is metaltal mole v'reikam, af every kliet also has to be able to be metaltal it mole v'reikam. V'zu eina metalteles mleya. You can't be metaltal it when it is full. The g'daylahi, it is too big to be metaltal it. The miri says it will break. But it seems it's not a davar hametaltal when it is mole. So that is Chananya svara. Chananya says, so since we have this klal that a kliyet has to be metaltal mole v'reikam, so from that we can derive that a svina is not mekabel tume, because a svina is not metaltal mole. It is too big to be metaltal mole. So the Gemara says, my benayu, what is the difference between the time of the Mishnah and the time of Chananya? It could be nayu svine shel cheres. If one will have a svine shel cheres, man di omar aniya belev yom, according to the Tana of our Mishnah. So there's a hekish that a svine has halacha like the yom, and the Mishnah doesn't specify the size of this. The pasuk doesn't specify the size of the ship. What the ship was made out of, aniya belev yom, anami belev yomi. So a mele, a svina of cheres will also be toil. A man di yom al kisak, but according to Chananya, the Chananya says we can derive from the hekish that a kli eight is hukish lesak. Hanoch tersivi gabi sak. A kli eight, which is written in the same parsha of sak. So the kliyate is the same alochis of sak di metal telus mole v'reikan in iloi loy. Avos vine shel cheres. In this parsha, which references kliyate in sak, does not mention at all cheres. Cheres is a different parsha in the Torah. Avos vine shel cheres. So a svine shel a kli cheres does not need a kli cheres does not need the tenai of metal tol mole v'reikan. A kli cheres is not hukish l'sak. So therefore, according to Chananya, svine shel cheres, aval gav de eina mitalteles mole v'reikon, inami, svinas hayardein, or a different case, a svinas hayardein, a ship that is used in the yardein, not in the yam. So in a yardein, they use smaller ships. The smaller ships were metaltal mole v'reikam. So inani svinas hayardein. So there'll be an afkemina laloch. Leman di yom aniya belev yom. He anami aniya belev yomi. If you learn out from the drosh of the Mishnah, so every ship has the same din of the yam. Just like the yam is not mekabel tumim, so a ship is not mekabel tumim. Leman di yom, but according to Chananya, that the reason a ship is toyer because you need metalteles mole v'reikam, so asvinas hayardein, anami metalteles mole v'reikam, asvinas hayardein, since it is not so large, is metaltel mole v'reikam. The Omar Rav Chanina ben Akavye, mitnei ma omru asvinas hayardein tmeye, mitnei she toyen in oisa b'yabosha, umeiridin oisa l'mayim. We see Chanina ben Akavya said pshat in the Mishnah that holds that Svinas Hayardin is Tomei. So he says the reason is because it is metaltal. Mipnei she toyanim oisa b'yabosha. You load it on the yabosha. Umeiridin oisa l'mayim. So it's metaltal ala yabosha. So memela, so we see l'mayse that there is such a svore, such a mahalach that a Svinas Hayardin is taketame because it is metaltal mole. Omar Rav Yehuda Omar Rav, lo'olam al yimna odom es atzmoi mibeis hamedrash vafilu sho'achas. a person should not be meinei himself from coming into the Beis Medrash. Vafilu shahachas. And the Chiddush is that the Ian Yaakov says that because this Mishnah, there's a Mishnah, the Farshim don't know where this Mishnah is, if it's a Mishnah or a Baraisa, but Al Kaponim, this din Svinus Hayardin Tmeya was a halacha that was learned for many, many years, and no one understood the reason of the halacha. Is Lo'ilam Ayinah Adam Esatmi Beis HaMedrash, even though they are learning in the Beis Medrash halachas, which are not learning new halachas, they're learning old halachas. But Al Kaponim, by coming into the Beis Medrash, it can become this chadish, if not a halacha, a tam of a halacha. Shereikama shonim nishnes mishne zu bebeis ha-medrash. Many years they had learned this mishne in the Beis HaMedrash without understanding the reason of Svinas HaYardin. B'loi nizgale taima ad shebo Rabbi Chanine ben Akavya u'pirsha. So memele, so from that we see al yimna odom es atzmoi mi Beis HaMedrash. That in the Beis HaMedrash Gufe, it can become this chadish new taimim, if not new aloches. Omar, it seems that's a besondere skule of a Beis HaMedrash. This God interessante Marsho, the Marsho says in Seif Perek Lal Godel, he says as follows: Mikan atzayf haperek leloisi lahalois aseifa mechidushe halachis bignesha lelamati oz biyeshiva biyosi biyerid lublin. So he says why he didn't write the chidushe halachis, because he wasn't in the yeshiva, he was in the yerid. So what is he telling us? If he didn't have any chidushim, so you don't have to say that he didn't write it. So it seems he did have chidushim. But Al Kaponim, Chidushim, which was not learned in the yeshiva, he felt that was not roi to be printed, lahalis al rasef, neshalamati ozbi, lelrisi lahalis al sefer, mechidushi alochis, yet Chidushim, neshalamati ozbi yeshiva, biyaisi biyarid lublin. So Al Kaponim, it seems, is a bazundere school of a Beis HaMedrash, where there it's a mokim that's nizgale, either halachis or taimim, samameila, al yimna odom asatmim mi beis ha-medrash. Rab Chanine ben Akavio Pirsha. Omar Rab Yenison lo oilom al yimna odom asatmai mi beis ha-medrash, u mi divrei teire, vafilu bishas mise. Shenema zois ha-teire odom ki yomus ba-oil. That the Zayis HaTayre should be Adam Kiyomus, even B'Shas Mis, and he should be Ba'oyel also. So Yimna Adam as Atzmai mi Beis HaMedrash mi Divrei Torah afilu B'Shas Mis. The Marshotain is that it's not Mustaver that Beis HaMedrash is B'Shas Mis. It's very difficult that B'Shas Mis one should find oneself in the Beis HaMedrash. The Ben Yehuda wants to say that could be Chazal say Ishloisha Kruyim Mason. Oni is Kori Mais, a Metzoris Kori Mais. So Memela, so he says, could be it means these Mason. These Mason is Al Kaponim, even though they're Mitzadecha, they're Abchinef on Mais, Al Yimna Adam Esatzmei Mibes Hamedah Shemidivrei Torah. Omar Ishlokish ein divrei teure miskaimim ele bemi shemeimis atzmoi oleho. That divrei teure is no miskaim ele bemi shemeimis atzmoi oleho. That he's miyageya es atzmoi, he doesn't think of his itzarchesin of tanugim. And meimis atzmoi, the atzmi is his meimis oleho. Shenema zois ha teure odom ki yomus ba'oyel. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, Sfina shel cheres, deloi iskish lesak. A Sfina shel cheres is not hookish lesak. So memele, so therefore, even though it is not metal tol mole vereikom, it's still mekabel tumet. Inami svinas hayadini kebinayu. Shehi ktano. This is ktano. Metalpelas meleya verekonis. Lefi shahano cotton. What Rashi means to say, lefi shahano cotton, the Chiddusher answer is a little clearer. Lefi shahin noisnin svina gdoilo benar cotton. So if this is a svina of a nor, a svina of the yardain, so kocher, the svina itself is also not a large svina, so it's a svina that's metal for moly verek. Honami belev yom, the yam labdavke, v'chol ha-nohore is nami tohirin hei. Nishnes mishne zulsha meseches keilum de toni bo svina sa yardin tmeye, lein izgala atam lomo, till Rab Chanine ben Akavya said the reason. Let us see Taisvis, Nilmadeno Misak. We can learn out that a Sfina is Tohir. We can learn out from Sak. Now Taisvis has Taisvis has the Teretz before the Kasha. Let us start at the end of Taisvis. The East Finim Yuchedis Lemedris Lehavi Yofinan Misak, Kidamrinan Bereish Elimumim, the Medreses Loiskish Lesak. The Gemara says in Bechayres that even though we have a klal that pshutekli eitz are not mekabel tumet, it's hukish lasak, but tumis medres is not totally in these klolim. That means that all these klolim that it says in the pasuk, it has to have a base kibble. This is only said legabi tumes meis tumes sheret, but tumes medres is not dependent leiskish lasak. The medres is leiskish lasak that tumes medres is not totally in the tnoim of base kibble. So taisis hold just like it's not totally in the tnoim of base kibble. So who adin, which we learn out from sak. So who adin, it does not have to be metaltal mole vereka. So why does the Gemara say Hananya said that a svina is toyer? L'chayre, if a svina is meyuchad lemedres, it's aimed, people sleep on it, people sit on it. So memele, so just like you don't need a base kibul agabi tumis medres, you don't need also the halach of metaltalas mole verekum lagabi tumis medres. And so what is Hananya saying? Nil medom isak. How could you learn out from sak? Should be mekabel tumis medres. In Taisvis, in Bechayres Tachsamir is meisiv that if it's mekabel tumis medres, automatically it's mekabel tumis meis also. Everything that's mekabel tumis medres is mekabel tumis meis. So memele, if a svin is mekabel tumis medres, so it's mekabel all tumis, and the halacha of sak does not apply at all to something that is mekabel tumis medres. So Memela, that was Taisvis Kasha on the Gemara. What does Hananya say? So now let us start Taisvis. No medeno misak. So Taisvis says, the Svina ain't a miyuchedes lemedres. Svina is not meyuched lemedres. By tumis medres, the halacha is, something is only mekabel tumis medres if it's miyuched liyeshiva. If it is not miyuched liyeshiva, we're going to have the Gemara about on that pedal on the medalas. And someone sits there, it's not mekabel tumis medres. So Taisvis says, a svina is not meyuchad lemedres. Rektach Taisvis, it's not meyuchad lemedres. Afal pishe kol sho yoishmin bo b'nei odom. What do you tell me it's not meyuchad lemedres? People sit on the ship the whole time. Mikol mokim ikron asu yis lepargamati. The place was made for a cargo ship. The place is made to hold the cargo. So that means if there's ever a shaila, if the place should be used by someone sitting, or to store cargo in it, we zicha say, Rabbi Yid, get up. This is not oimed li yeshiva. It is oimed lepamakdia. Vaimer bo amoy v'nasem alachteinu. Di yisvinim yuchedes lemadris, lehavi yifinim yisak. Kidamrinim ba'ishay lemumim, the medrosos leiskish lesak. That is Taisvis Teretz here to say why, to be mevayer, why Sfina is not mekabel tumis medres. Taisvis in Menoches, Taf Lamed Aleph or Med Aleph says a very mechudish teke Teretz. I mean, this is a big chiddish what Taisvis is saying. that the Svina, I mean, even though you have sailors in the Svina, but that's nothing. The Iker is the Pakimatia. You say, Amoid Venasim Alachtainu. So come out, there's different types of ships. So there's a ship, a cargo ship, and then there's a ship that people use to travel. So, a cruiser or something, or some say a ship that is used for traveling. So Memele, so is the Chvaita Shver, the Gemara. The Gemara said, the Gemara is looking for Nafkeminis between Chananya and the Tanekame, so there'll be a Nafkemina, a ship that's for use for traveling, not for cargo. So according to Chananya, it'll be Tomei, because that's a Hukish Lasak. Medrei says, Lo Yiskish Lasak. And then according to that, the Kam will be Toya, because it's the Hekish Svina Liyam. So Taisvis and Menachas has a very interesting teretz. Ta'afilu ikroi osui lahavir b'nei odom mi'ir le'ir. Afilu you have a ship that the ikir tachlis of the ship is to transport people, loichoshiv medris, that is also not considered as miyuchad le'medris. Why? People sit on the ship, kivin d'loi avide liyois nishan oleo. The purpose of the ship, this is not a place that's made to sit down, to lay down, to relax on. Elo lo leches mimokim lemokim. The tachlis of the ship is, it's to transport people. You're there, you're sitting. But that is not, if the tachlis is transportation, and not sitting, that means if a person wants to sit down, he doesn't go into a ship, he sits down in a park. If he wants to move, then he goes into the ship. So that is not called miyuchad liyeshiva. And Taisus brings a very interesting raya from the Gemara we had before. The Gemara says that aluktamin are not mekabel tumen. Aluktamin is stilts. And Rashi learns chat that the people walked on these stilts because they didn't have rubbers, they didn't want to get full of mud, so they walked on the stilts. So, if Aval Pekin, it's not considered that the stilts are mekabel tumas medras. Even though a person rests on them, because this is made to travel with. I need it, I shouldn't get my feet dirty. But Al Koponim, since the Iker usage is not Lisham, the Iker usage is Nesir, so Memela, that is not called Miyuchad Lemedras. That is Taisvis Yesod in Menachas. The Ramban of an oath, he wants to say, he says, really, you could avoid the Kasha Goposhet. He says, on a ship, he says, you sit either on a bankel, or you sit on a kisi or a safso, and when you lay down on mats, and v'chol atzmo maise kalke. The ship alone is only a kalke. You put banklech on it, you lay on top of mats. V'eino mishameshes liyeshiv. He says, you don't have to say, Tais is ukta chidushim over here, like Tais was upheld. The ship is oimed le medris, no, doesn't have a tairis medris. Azalom this. The Ramban says, Evshe le kefi pshutai, the ship chlal is not the dovo that people rest on. There's kisois and safsolim and mats that people lay on. Agav uche, there are Yeshainim which are chaylik on Taisvis, and they say that this whole Gemara, say the Rambam is chaylik on Taisvis, that this Gemara in Bukhairis, that says the Medreisis le'iskish le'sak, that is only legabe the din of Beis Kibbul. Pshutei kli'eitz are mekabel to mesmedres. But the other halacha, that you have to be metalto mole v'reikom, this could be applies afilu. This is negay afilu by tumas medras also. The Ramban mentions such a svar. They say this is the Rambam svar. So then the problem of Taisus bechlal doesn't begin. But Taisus did not want to be mechalik, since l'cheir everything is nilmad misak. La'afuki svine she'ena mitalteles meleya. Umashe mitalteles biyam loichoshiv leitiltu. Even the Iker Hilucha Machmas Hamayim. But that means, Poshet, Dumye Desak is, you have to have, Chodesh Ha'aviv says that that the Basak is metalta idei balei chayim. The Ramban would seem that you need the dover ametalta yidei adam. It will soon have in the Gemara tiltala yidei shvarim is also shma tiltal. You'll schlep a wagon with shvarim, even though it's a heavy wagon, that people would be unable to schlep it. Tiltal yidei shvarim also shma tiltal. But tiltal yidei the Ramban would seem that's called tiltal yidei adam, because the adam is guiding the shvarim. But tiltal b'mayim, that what the mayim is metaltal the ship, that is zichanat called metaltal mole v'reikam. So therefore, there's a svara that it should be not mekabel tuma. Oma Rove Ule Chananye, according to Chananye, tiltal al yidei shvorim shmei tiltal. Tiltal al yidei shvorim shmei tiltal. So Rashi says, Ule Chananye, the Omar Svina ametalteles meleya tmeya, a Svina that metaltal meleya tmeya. So till now, we just had in Chananye, Svina Sayardeng. And the Svina Sayardeng, Rashi says, Shehik Tano, Metalteles Malaya Berikonis. So it seems a Svina Sayardeng is like a small ship, which perhaps people could carry the ship. Something, maybe more or less something, Doimet a canoe, a rowboat. But so now Rav is saying, Ulechananya, the Omar Svina Metalteles Malaya, if it is Metalta Malaya Tmeya, so Rav says, "Afilu eina mitalteles ali el al yedei shvarim meiroiv goidlo." If you could have a svina that is not mitaltel al yedei adam, it's too big. But al yedei shvarim, it is mitaltel havitiltel utmeya. It also would be mekabel tuma if it's mitaltel al yedei shvarim. This nan. So now, really, we don't see this in Chananya because Chananya only mentions svina sayarde. So Rav says, but we see it in a Mishnah. This nan we learned in the Mishnah as follows. Shalosh agolos hein. There are three types of wagons, which have different halachas. Asuyos kikatidre, tmeya medres. If you have the agola that is also kikatidre, what does this mean? Sarashi says, ktsara, this is a short wagon, umukefes mishalosh tzdodim, is surrounded by walls by three sides. The Tamei Medras Shele Yeshiva Miyuchedesi. This wagon is Miyuched Li Yeshiva. So Memele, this is so this is Mekabel Tumas Medras. I'm just wondering how does this stem with Taisus in Menaches? Taisus in Menaches says a ship is not called Miyuched Li Medras because it, even though they're speaking about a passenger ship. The loy adiv, so Taisa says, kimin the loy avidali es nishnalal alechas mi mokim le mokim. So why is this agola different? It could be the agola's pshat that sometimes there's an agola that a person wants to go to a specific person. He wants to sit down and have a good time outside. So memele, so there could be the yesod, there the yesod is the yeshiva. But he doesn't want, it's boring, Samazai, looking at the same scenery. So he wants to travel with the Agola. But there, pshat is, the whole tachlis of the Agola is not to get places. The Agola is, he should sit down on the outside and have a good time. But the Iker is taka, the yeshiva. It could be it's miyuchad li yeshiva. Shele yeshiva miyuchadasi. So this Agola is tmeya medras. That's Agola Aleph. Agola Beis Kimito. This is Tmeya Tomei Meis. What is this? Rashi says Kimito. This is similar to Amite Shehi Arucho. This is the first one was a short one. This is a long Agola. Umitachteo Mikabeles. And there's a Beis Kibble on the bottom. Kimito Shel Oyer. She'ein Boshum Nekev. There are not any holes on the bottom. There's a Beis Kibble. Tmeya tumes meis. So watch as tumes meis, kloima. This is not mekabel tumes medres. Now mekabelish shar tumis, it is mekabel all other tumis, kulon, chutz mi tumas medras. The kli have a kabel tumis, it's a keli, it's a kli eight, it seems. Or it's called kli oir there, so it's mekabel tumis. Aber uli yeshiva eina miyuchedet, but this is not miyuched li yeshiva. Shetoyanim bo pargematia, it is used to yelod schoire. If a person decides to lay down on it or to sit down, they will tell you when they want to use it, so they have the priority. Why does it say that this is mekabel tumah from a mace? Why dafke from a mace? Mishim da'ova tumahu. That he wants to say that this could be become an ova tumah. V'ochi koma. That means it is not too frequent that a keli should become an ovatumah. One way it becomes an ovatumah if it's a mishkov or moishev azov. So then it gets the same din of the zov. Just like a zov is an ovatumah, the mishkov also gets an ovatumah. So that was the first case. That asuye ke katidre becomes an ovatumah ide tumis medres. Asuya kemito, so it's not meyuchad lemedre, so it can only become another tuma through a mace. A mace is navi avaisa tuma, this will become another tuma. Shel avonim, what is, if the purpose of the agola is to transport avonim, big boulders, big slabs of stone, are used to transport in this agola. Tahira miklo. So then this agola is toil. Vishel avodim. Hasuya lohoilach bo avonim. Tahira miklo. Let's see first. Va'omar Rabbi Yochanan. And Rabbi Yochanan said that this third agola, which the Mishnah was soisim, and the Mishnah said that it is not mekabel tume, so Rabbi Yochanan says it matters. Ve'im yesh bo beis kibul remoinim, if this agola, that's a suya to transport avonim, if it does not have the holes, we'll see in Rashi, that the floor of this agola, there were holes in the floor. It didn't need anything better because they put big boulders of stone, so it didn't matter if there were holes in the floor. So Rabbi Yochanan says, but, if these holes were not large enough for Rimonim to fall through, Tameya Tomeimeis. So it would be Mekabel Tumesmeis. So let us see Rashi. Mishal Avonim Ha'asuya Lohoylech Bo Avonim. The purpose of this wagon is to transport Avonim. Tahoira Miklum. Eino Mikabele Shum Tum. Why not? Lefi Sheperutza Mitachtel Nekovim Gdoilim. Because it has big holes. V'loi keilihu. This is not a keili. The chola keilim shiurom kirimainim. And in order to have a teiris keili, it has to be mekabel rimainim. If the holes in the keilim are larger than rimainim, so it loses the shame keili. Now, the Mishnah Achrayne is ma'irer on this Rashi, it would seem that we are speaking about Bishas when this agola was made, since the whole purpose of the agola was to transport avonim, this is agola shel avonim, so it was made bedavke that there were openings on the bottom, because vos geit meron that there's opening, it's not made to carry the remonim, it's made to carry avonim. So he says, L'chayr ezet medach agreisa chidush. He says, Poshet, we assume, and he brings the Rai from the Rambam that way, that the whole tahare of a nekev, that's godol kerime, that is metayr a keili, that means, if a keili was made stome, so we say, normally, that's the largest, the oichel, that a keili is also a kabel. A person doesn't make kalim for watermelons. So Mamela, Kalim were made for Remoinim. And if it doesn't hold Remoinim, it loses the same Kalim. But here, if this whole Agola was made by Yichud for Avonim, so what's Geit Mironi can't be Mekabel Remoinim. Ni bin za Ramba men a Rashi men noch is dat weis da is so that if the derech shimush is to have ne kavim larger than gemeinim that is mekabel tumme. A kapon von this Rashi weis da is nit so. This Rashi weis da heist dat that sei yesod that if it has a nekev larger than gemeinim it's not dependent on what the purpose of the keli is. If it can't be mekabel rimeinim, it loses the shame keli. As I weiss tois from der Rashi al kapon. Va'omar Rabbi Yochanan, so that is why it is toir. That is pshat in the Mishnah. Shalavonim toir miklo. Va'omar Rabbi Yochanan, ve'im yesh bo beis kibel rimeinim, but what will be if it will have a beis kibel shall rimeinim, then it will be mekabel tumen. Alme. So now we'll see the riot. So Rabbi Yochanan said that a wagon that is osui lavonim, it is osui to transport boulders in it. Now a wagon that is osui to transport boulders is not metaltal mole vereikam. People are unable to schlep such a wagon. Va'afal pikein, Rabbi Yochanan says, if it will not have the poisel of a nekev godol mirimoin, it will be mekabel tume. Alme, aval gav, vishel eitz, iskish lesak, de be'ino metaltel moli vereikon, vizueino metalteles, this wagon can only be metaltel ela yedei shvorim, aval piken come out, meya tome makes, aval piken, Rabbi Yochanan said that it's tome makes. That mendoch. So what do we see from this? So we see from Rabbi Yochanan that tiltul aydei shvorim shmo tiltul. So mamil, that's what Rav said. So Rav said, even though we see from Chananya that Chananya Grad mentioned that a sfinas hayardein is mekabel tumah because it's metaltul mole vereikam. So Rav said, "Lav davke svinas hayarden, even something bigger will also be mekabel tume if it's metal plal yedei shvorim. The criteria is not the size of svinas hayarden. Let us see Taisus. Ulchananya tiltul al yedei shvorim shmei tiltul. Nirelari afilu b'yesh bo memso." Later we will see there's halachas by a teve, that's bo b'midah. And bo b'midah mistama means that it has the dimensions that can hold memso, which in yisod is not metaltal. But if it will be metaltal, they're speaking about a teve, and a teve is not metaltal al yedei shvorim. But an agola that is metaltal al yedei shvorim is there's no shir in the dimensions. It's totally only if the poil is metaltal ayideshvar. Taima le Rabbi Yitzchak. Amai nokat Chananya. Why did Rav say? Rav said, according to Chananya, a keli that will be metaltal ayideshvarim is mekabel tum. Ha rabbono nami loy pligi boho. Is this a debatable shaila? Something that is metaltal, that's a halacha cleates, has to be metaltal moli vereikam. This is not Chananya's ashtik taira, this is a davar muskim. Harabon enami loy pligi boho. The mashe metarim svinas hayarden, that atem metar svinas hayarden, even though svinas hayarden is metaltal moli vereikam, hayne mishum derech aniya belev yo, v'lav mishum deloy shmei tiltal. Maybe you'll tell me that Svinas Hayarden is also metalta yedei shvorim. It's not true. I feel the whole reason that they bring a new limud. So their limud is that I feel it is metalta, it's still not mekabel tume. So why is Rav saying ashtik teire in Chananya? This is a double. Everyone holds the din of metalta moli vereikam is mekabel tume. And now Rav is Moisef, we see from the Mishnah, the way Rabbi Yochanan says, Pshat in the Mishnah, that Tiltul Aydei Shvorim, Shmo Tiltul. As if we would say that the Tan of the Mishnah holds Tiltul Aydei Mayim Shmo Tiltul. So Memeleps, that's not pshat. The pshat is that the Tana is metayer. So fakerta, if a tultai de mayim shmei tultu is a sfora for tume, not for tare. I mean, he's metayer. He is metayer, but he also als velch aniyah b'leiv yom is metayer. But b'etzem he's also moide that is aloche of a metal to mole v'reikem is mekabel tume. V'lav mishum d'loy shmei tultu. Ve'oid de nire de svinus hayardim v'taltelus afilu ayyidei b'nei odom. And Taisa says, svinus hayardim, that's what we mentioned in Rashi. Rashi seems like that. Svinus hayardim, Taisa was first learned that svinus hayardim is metaltel ayyidei shvorim. And that's what Rav is saying. And it's metaltel ayyidei shvorim, and Hananya holds that tilt ayyidei shvorim shmor tilt. So you could say that the Tanakhama holds Loishma Tutun, that's why it is Toya, but Taisa says that is not true. The reason it's Toya because Altsaniya Belevia. And then Va'oid Nire, the Taisa says, Nochmer, the Svinas Ayardain Mitaltelis Afilo Ayibnei Odom. It's Mitalta Ayidei Bnei Odom. The Aina Mitaltelis Ayidei Shvorim im Kemem Asnisan de Kalem, the Snan Svinas Ayardain Temeyav Amotzi Lachuchi Vilchananya Shmei Tutun. If you will say that a svinas hayardin is metaltel al yedei shvorim, so you can prove it. You can prove it from that mission alone. The mission says svinas hayardin is tamei. So you say tiltel al yedei shvorim shma tiltel. You have enough in the mishnah. So kocher you have to say svinas hayardin is metaltel al yedei odom. So how are we bringing in Hananya over here? Hananya is speaking about a svina that's metal to Yidei Odom. So what's hot is the Hananya? Ba'omar Rav Yechanan, m'yesh bo beis kibul rimoinim. Mahodik tani b'mito t'meya t'omei meis. So it seems the raya that tiltul al yidei shvorim shmo tiltul is from the third agola. That Rabbi Yochanan says the third agola is sometimes mekabel tume if it's mekabel rimoinim. So the kash is you can't be metaltele. So the teretz is tilted de shvorim shmatilt. Mahadik tani b'mito tmeya tome meis le'motzila suyerai dikele meime shemetaltelos ayyidei b'nei odom. We don't know exactly the schoire what is carried in that mitzvah. So one could be matrik and say that you carry schoire, which is mekabel, which is roili talta ayidei b'nei odom. So therefore, the Gemara they bring the raya from the third bava. If it's miyuchad lavonim, that mestama must be very heavy. Rafal Pikein, Rabbi Yochanan said that there's a possibility it could be mekabel tuma. So we see from Rabbi Yochanan that tiltul ayidei shvorim shmo tiltul. Now the Gemara brings a Mishnah which is not the next Mishnah, there's two Mishnahs after this Mishnah. Exactly why the Gemara brought it, Taisus does not know. Well, let us first see what the Mishnah says. Shalosh Teivos Hein. There are three boxes which have three different halachas. Teiva shepischa mitzida. A teiva that is opened up from the side. So if it is opened up from the side, so it has two tashmishim. The top of it can be used to sleep on, to sit on, and you can use the inside of the teva. And whenever you want to open up the inside, you do not have to chase off the person who's sleeping on the top of it, since it opens up from the side. So teva shepischa mitzido, that it opens up from the side, tmeya medres, so this has a din, it's miyuchid, le medris, because you will not say amoid v'nasim alachteinu, so it's mekabel tumis medris. Mila mailo, if you have a teva that opens up from the top, so that teva is not meyuchad le medris, because if someone wants to use the teva, he tells the person who's lying on it or sitting on it, kindly get up. So that is not meyuchad le medris, so temeya tomei meis. This is mekabel tumis meis. Babo bemide. But if it is a very large teva, which is not transportable, it's not metaltel, mali berekem, tahoira miklum. And this abo b'mide is speaking about that you cannot the goleis have wheels, so they are metal tlai de shvorim. But the teva that doesn't have wheels is not metal tlai de shvorim also. So therefore it is not metal tl moli vereikum. So therefore it is toya. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi. Teva shepischa mitzida tmeya medras. Lefi shemishameshes shchiva im melachta. You could lay on it and use it for the purpose it's aimed for. Shemishtam shimbot berich pischa. You could use it by opening it up from the side. Beitzorech loyma leshoiche voleo amoid v'nasa melachteinu. In order to use this box, you don't have to chase off the sheikh. So it is miyuchad li yeshiva also. Mila maila, pischa ka'isen shalonu, like our tevet, ru'uyen l'kabo tumen. Shim ehil oyel ha'meis aleihem. If a oyel ha'meis will be mahil over these kalim, nasin ovatumen. It will be an ovatumen, tmeim tomei meis. That here it's very interesting. Rashi says that it wasn't an oil amaze. We'll see later why Rashi is saying it. Ule inyan shar tumis, lav davke tomei meis. Havin rishin le tumis. If a sheretz will touch it, kechol hakeilim. Veloi shamina mimas nisin. The whole purpose of the Mishnah is to tell us, ela deklihi le tumis, umedres lai havin. The pasuk, the Mishnah is telling us that it's kemikabel tumah from a mace, from a sheretz. But tumas medres, it cannot be. The eino miyuchedes l'shchive. The tzorech loyma loy amoid v'nasa malachtei. Yesh makshim hevel al mishnezu. It's a very sharp lashon. See, Rashi was vehement on those that asked the kashe. Hoda Omar Rav Yochanan bepeirik ba me isha. Af oimer betumis meis amoid v'nase melachteinu. Rav Yochanan said betumis meis amoid v'nase melachteinu. So how did they learn pshat in this memra of Rav Yochanan? We'll see later, Rashi's Rav Yochanan does not mean the way they understood. But they learned a shrekleche pshat. They learned tumis meis, when is something mekabel tumah from a meis? If it was made for a mace, so that's mekabel tumis mace. But if a mace is on it, it will gently tell the mace, amoid v'nasa melachteinu. That means, listen, it's not, even though you're dead, you don't have any privileges. This is made for a different purpose. So it's not mekabel tumis mace. Ashrek. That's how they learn pshat, and they have a gemara. And not in the Gemara, af oime betumis meis, amoid v'nase melachtei. So memeila, so what's this pshat? So this is a teve, had a deilom shat. Medre milamailov, here's a pesach milamailov, tmeya tomei meis. That's a coffin, a casket, that's pshat, a teve, that pischa milamailov, so memeila, this is oimet for a meis, so that's tomei meis. But if it has a different purpose, it's not oimet for that. So it's not mekabel tumis meis, and they have enough in the Gemara. Af oime betumis meis, amoid v'nasa melachteinu. Ve'hevel hu b'fiyin. Rashi says, such a krum shat et shreklach. V'chi itmarahi, the Gemara daf nun tesa medalef, is speaking about something else in Gansu. The Lashon is misleading, but it's speaking about something else. It is speaking about as follows. Le'inyin kli shenishba. They're speaking about you have a kli that was mekabel tumah. Shenishba. And now it broke. Vo'idenu royim loche. And it is still usable. You could use it. It still can be used as a kli tashmish, as a kli maise. But v'loy me'ein meloche rishayin. But you cannot use it the way it was used till now. For example, let us say the example that the Gemara is speaking about over there. The Gemara is speaking about that you have a bell. So the shimush of the bell was you used to ring the bell. Now the gluck fell out of the bell. So now you can't use it as a bell. But you could use it, you could give someone to drink from the bell. You can use it as a cup for drinking. So the shaila is, so even though the shame kli horishin, the shimush horishin became bottle,
But it's still, now, it's a shame, Kaili, it's usable for another shimush. What is with the tume that was on the Kaili, was mekabel tume out bel. And now it became oit bel. So what happens now? Does it become toy? Because the Kaili that it was before, it's nishbar, so it's ois Kaili. Now it has a new shimush, so now be mekabel tume mikan lahabe. But that Kaili is not here. Or do you say, no, since before it was a Kaili, now it's also a Kaili, it only has to be particular. The same Kaili was in Nifka, even though there were two Kaili. So there Rabbi Yochanan said, that is Pshat in the memory of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, V'tumes meis amoid v'nasa melachteinu, dahi linyin klisha nishba, v'idenu roilam loche. There they're speaking about a Kli that was broken. And it's still usable. V'loi mein melocha rishayne. V'koma Rabbi Yochanan de toher mitumose rishayne. It is toher from the first tumor. V'ayma boy. And you prove it. Amoy v'nasa melachteinu rishayne. The tumor that I received on the belt. No, let it ring again. V'reihu einei roi. And it can't ring again. So memele. So since it cannot do melachteinu rishayne. So therefore. So it became toil. Af oim, that's that, af oim, if it was made, am ois v'nasa melachtei. That is Pshat Rabbi Yochanan. Av loima, but to say, a yesod, that shetehei me yulchedis lemeis, that a keili is only mekabel tume, if it's a casket, it's meyuchid lemeis, v'loi lemelocha acheret, that, but if it's meyuchid for something else, then you tell the meis, am ois v'nasa melachteinu. Yid shouldn't say such a thing. Toksid is a posik. Kol asher bo'oil yitmo. V'chol kli posuach. Kol asher bo'oil yitmo does not mean all the caskets. V'chol kli posuach. All kelim amekabel tume. There is no such thing in the world that you need it has to be meyuchid for a meis in order to mekabel tume's meis. The chol tomei meisha b'talmud haniskal, eitzel medrash, wherever you have in the Talmud, this is mekabel tumis medrash, this is mekabel tumis meis, who had in l'tomei sheretz, it applies by tomei sheretz also, ay l'tumis nevele, lehuske, some meiles, so it doesn't mean meis in ganzen. It says tomei tumis meis, but it doesn't mean davke tumis meis, it means tumis sheretz also, it means mechut for sheretz. He's hopping on mace that this keli, even though it can't become an avatum day medris, can become an avatum day mace. Shaloi bolam deina laloima should clean mekabel kol tume. It can be mekabel all tume, chutz mi tumes medris, and yeshabol of zov, and in nasa avatum. Habo bimide. But is the last case, Habo b'mide, Teva g'doyla, she'eina mitalteles. If you have a large box that is not portable, v'yesh lo chaloy milamayla l'shtamish b'seicha, ta'ayra miklum, l'medris l'chozi, hoyol v'chalula milamayla, eina mishamesh shchiva im melachta. So it is not, cannot be used for shchiva im melachta, because it seems you use the chaloy. V'l'shar tumis l'chozi, d'eina mitalteles, Malaya. It is not metalta Malaya because it is a large keli. V'leisparish maloshin bo b'mida. What is this word bo b'mida? V'li nire al shem an shem midos. Kloimesh etzoich lomoid olkol chovot. It's very big. You have to measure the length and the width. Zok toisvis. Kshole ishtayvis hain. Koshelari damai maisilo. How does this come into Masechta Shabbos? It's a beautiful Mishnah, but what's hot as sons? The e mishum di seifa dahi de gimel agolis. And if you say, because this comes after this Mishnah, she brought down the seifa of the Mishnah. Im kein avlo su yahi de gimel arevish hein den tayin. There's a Mishnah in between. If he's bringing about the whole, he wants to bring about this whole Indian, so he skipped the Mishnah. Why did he bring this Mishnah? If I'm not mistaken, the Ramban wants to say that he brought this Mishnah, that this is, that here he says, Habo b'mida tohoire miklum. Habo b'mida is tohir. And so that's the third one. The third one is a very big, what is the tahare of the third one? Because ene metaltel. So he wants to tell you that a gola shalavonim is also ene metaltel. Not only metaltel al yidei shvorim. That means that one would think that maybe one could be matrik that a gola shalavonim is metaltel al yidei odom also. So that's why he's telling you, that's why he brings this Mishnah. This Mishnah, bo b'mide, is ichanah metaltel ayidei odom. And it's toya. So this is a gilui that on the Mishnah of Agolah Shalavonim, it's also not metaltel ayidei odom. V'afal pikein, why is it mekabel tumeh? Because it's metaltel ayidei shvorim. Habo b'mide tahayra miklum. A pischa lemala koi. This is going that the Pesach is lemala. The pischa mitzide, the chazi lemedris, leboy metaltum ol leverekim, kedamrinim bepreiret. This is the same Yisai Taisa said on Daf Begimla Med Beis, that tumis medreises are not totally in the dinim of hukish lasak. Just like you don't need a base kibble, you don't need metaltum ol leverekim. Zach the Gemara weiter. Tona Rabbonah. Medris kli cheres toher. If a person, he have a kli cheres, that's miyuchid le medris. Toher. Rabbi Yossi oimer, af hasvine. My comma. So what does Rabbi Yossi say? Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, medris kli cheres toher, shim yoshav olav hazot, if a zov said on a kli cheres, v'loi noga ba'aviroi, he did not touch the avir of the kli cheres. Toyer, so it is toyer. Ve'einai metamei misham medres, so that's the chiddush he's telling us. That a kli cheres does not have tumas medres. Ulekamei yalef loi miko. And what in Rabbi Yossi said, afa sfine. Mai koma. Ma inyin sfine eitzel medres. Svine tahire af mitumas maga. Ule medris lay chazi. A svine is not chazi le medris. Some the way Taisa said before. So what is he comparing these two things? A klicheres is metame be maga. And he's saying a svine is toir mi maga. So mine svine itzel medris. So it's not similar to a svin is not similar to a kli cheres b'medres. Amar Rav Zvi, hachi kama. Medres kli cheres toyer. Umagoi tomei. But if you touch it, it's tomei. You touch it inside, it's tomei. Usvine shel cheres. But a svin is shel cheres. If you touch, it's tmeya. Kechananya. That means that umagoi tomei usvine shel cheres tomei. Heis is a kli cheres is tomei b'mage, and that svine is also tomei b'mage. Kechananye. Because it's metal tol moli v'reikam. No, because a cheres does not need tol moli v'reikam. Kechananye, so svine shel cheres is tomei. Rabbi Yossi oimer, af asvine tohoire ketano didon. And Rabbi Yossi says no. So it comes to the Tanakam is saying that a kli cheres is tomei and a svin is shel cheres is tomei. Rabbi Yossi is saying no, a svin is toil. Zot Rashi, umagoi tomei, im noga hazov v'soichoi, a svin is shel cheres tmeyo b'mago. And he holds kechananya, the alef taimo misak v'cheres leiske shlosak. And Rabbi Yossi says it's toil ketana didon, the alef mi b'levio, v'nami b'levio mi. That's how Rav Zvid learned pshat in the Bereise. Zog te gemore, maskif lo Rav Pope, my af, the af is no good. My af svine. Let us see Rashi what the kash is. My af svine. Al kolchoch tahoiro, mi mago koma. It is toir mi mago. U my af, what is the af? Holoitir tane kame kli mi mago. The Tanakhama said a kli cheres is tohoir for medres. It's tomei mimage. Asvine is tomei mimage. And now he says, af svine tohoir. So who is he moisef on?
that not only this is Toya, Asmin is also Toya. The name Avzu ki Yaitse boy. That Rav Papa is kasha. Ella Omar Rav Papa Ohikam. No, the Baraisa should be said as follows. Medris klicheres Toya. Umagoi Tome. Vishaleit bein medrosai bein magoi Tome. That's the first he's telling us the din of klicheres. A kliyeit is the medras and the magis Tome. Usfinas hayardain tahoire. The Svinis Hayardin is toir ki Tana Didon. Because the Tana Didon says the Svinis toir. Rabbi Yaisi Yoyma, af ha Svino tmeyo. That's the Gilsa. That a Svinis tome, just like you say, that a Kli Eitz is tome, a Svinis also tome, because it's metalto, ki Chananya. Like Chananya. Zot Rashi. Svinis Hayardin toir ki Tana Didon. The Yalev Miblevia, Loishnag Dailo, Loishnag Tan. Poor Dinami, the Moslet Rutse, Usfinish Al Keres Tahire, Bosa de Mafrinde de Tanakamal Rabbi Yaisi. Now that we're saying that the Tanakamal holds that it's Tahir, and Rabbi Yaisi holds its Tome, so we didn't have to speak about a Svinish Al Eich, because spoken about a Svinis Shal Cheres, that he holds that it is Toy, Rabbi Yossi holds its Tome. You could also have the same Cheshmushim, the Shriche, Tvei Shal Eit, Mishal Cheres, so therefore he speaks about a Svinis Shal Eit. Yeah, a Svinis Tmei Kechanan. Zog the Gemara weiter. Medres Kli Cheres Minolon de Toy. How do we know that a Medres of a Kli Cheres is toil? How do you know it's toil? The whole yesod of the baraisa. Omar cheski de omar kro, the ish asher yiga the mishkovoi. The pasuk says a person will touch the mishkov. So in mishkovoi, we're speaking about two things. We're speaking about the mishkov, and in the same word, we're speaking about the zov. Ish asher yiga the mishkovoi, the mishkov of the zov. So makish mishkovoi loy. So in this word we're speaking about the Zov, we're speaking about the Mishkov. So we say, Ma hu islei tare b'mikve? Just like a Zov has tare, ach Mishkovei name islei tare b'mikve. Mishkovei also has tare b'mikve. The way Rabbi Yishmoel tono, a different drosha. Ke Mishkav nidoso yiye lo, makish Mishkova lo. Ma hi islo tare b'mikve, just like a nid is tare b'mikve. Av mishkov nami is lo tare b'mikve. Lafuki kli cheres, the less lo tare b'mikve. So memele, says, we have here two droshes that the tumis mishkov only applies if the mishkov has a tare dum yedizov, or dum yedinide, but if you cannot be metare the mishkov, it doesn't have tumis mishkov. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, mishkovoi, hu vahamishkov husker kam. In the Vav, you have the Zav that is mentioned. Kli cheres ein loy tare b'mikve. Tachsiv yishover ein loy tare ela shvirosoy. Zog Taisvis. Ela omar av pope hochi koma. Vishel eit bein medrosoy bein magoi tomei. So that was Rapopis Pshat, that Aces the Tanakama said, that Kli Cheres is Toyer Tumis Medris, and Tomi Tumis Mage, and Eit is all Tumis. Asfina is Toyer, and Rabbi Yeshi says Asfina is Tomi. Taimel Rabbeinu Tam, the Lom Alon Lagia Shel Eit, Asfina Sayarde, Lahavalei, Elo Lafuchi, this was Rashi's Kasha also, Shinu Yekame, the Tanakama Asfina Shel Cheres Tahire, Ketana Didon. So we'll say like this. He says, the Tanakama says, a kli cheres is toir b'medres, tomei b'mage. Svine shel cheres is tohoiro from mage. And Rabbi Yossi says that no, af svine shel cheres is tomei b'mage like a kli cheres. Yeah, so I have to bring in the whole thing about kli eight. So Rabbi Yossi has svine tomei kechananya. Av de Rabbi Yossi, a mage de koma Tanakama, de tomei. The Tanakama said that Maga Kli Cheres is Tomei, so Rabbi Yossi says that Svina is also Tomei b'Maga. Akenir Rabbeinu Tam ki Girsus Rabbeinu Chananu. The Garsinim b'Milsed Rabbi Zvid as follows. Uspine shel cheres tahoire ketana didon. Rav Zvid already said that it's tahoire ketana didon. The Rabbi Yosi yomar af asvine tmeya kechananya k'may magad ekli cheres.
This pshat that Rabbi Netam said, this was Rav Zvid pshat. Uporich maya. What's the kasha maya?
Da hashte loikoi a iker milse de tanekame.
It is not, the af is not going on what the Tanakhama spoke about. He spoke about Medras Klicheres.
There's a diuk that Maga Klicheres is Tomei. We didn't speak about it.
Ela adigduk dvorav, the daikinan amagoi Tomei.
So that's not af. If the Tanakhama only spoke about Tare, Medras Klicheres toil, Svinish Alcheres toil.
So it's not Mestavar Rabbi Yosi is saying af, Svinish is Tomei, and he's going on the digduk of the Tanakhama.
Elohikama, Elomarapaborikama, Svine Shalcheres, Tmeye Kechananye.
Svine Shalcheres is Tomei Kechananye.
Rabbi Yosi Oimer, Afa Svine Teure, Ketane Didon, Mamisha de Fengirse, Kame Medre Shalcheres, Tanitane Kame, Behedje de Teure.
Mahude Islai Tara be Mikve, the Gemara says that a Mishkov it should be like Azov.
Lav davke nokat mikve, dozov boi maim chayim.
Azov dozanev tare be mikve, el mishim de boi le minket mikve, gabi mishka ve moisho.
So memele, so that's why he said that af hu is le tare be mikve, but that's not true. He needs tare be maim chayim.
Ay, frek tach toises, if you're makish the mishka to the zov, so the mishka should also need maim chayim.
Lini maim chayim loy matzachini sheitoan be mishka ve moisho kizov.
The binel, the domila puta, there has to be a tzas dimyan between the mishkev and the zov, the islay tare.
But such a big tare you don't need.
Lafuki klicheres, the less lay tare be mikveh.
Tema.
So it comes out from our Gemara, a klicheres, since it doesn't have tare be mikveh, it is not mekabel to mis mishkev.
The kupes soyer sheyichta le yeshiva, the Gemara says that a person will take a piece of soyer of yeast, שייכת על הישיבה, נזמייך על הישיבה, תמי המדרס, כדים אין בו יבר רויטב.
אף על גב דלס לא תארה במקווה, אוי חלום דנר יפתארה במקווה.
אוי מר רבי נותם, דייש במינוי, בגידולי קרקע תארה במקווה.
You don't need that this particular מישקוף שדה יפתארה במקווה, אבל כפונם במינוי יש לו תארה במקווה, כגוין כלי עץ.